And this news update's being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you. In Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, they're locally driven. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance. And before we get to your news, we have one service announcement. Bishop Robert Bruce had a lunch event canceled today for our Annunciation of the Lord Parish in Port Austin, and that has been canceled. Well, the Huron County Planning Commission met October 1st in Bad Axe to discuss solar development limits and related community concerns. Residents from several townships voiced opposition to large-scale wind, solar, and battery projects, citing farmland preservation, environmental, and fire safety concerns. Multiple speakers called for stronger soil testing rules and more transparency, while others raised possible conflict of interest issues among county officials. Commission members reviewed guidance from state universities and legislative materials, including PA 233 of 2023, which governs renewable energy projects. A motion to cap zoned solar development at 1,500 acres failed for lack of support, with members continuing to debate how to determine a fair limit. The board also approved 12 PA 116 farmland preservation applications spanning properties in Brookfield, Dwight, Caseville, Meade, and Sherman townships. During final public comments, residents urged the commission to prioritize local voices over utility interests and to disclose any potential conflicts. Commissioner Kim Rosenthal noted that conflict of interest rules are outlined in the bylaws and must be applied case by case. The meeting adjourned at 9:08, and the next Planning Commission meeting is scheduled for November the 5th at 7 p.m. in room 305 of the Huron County Building. Well, there will be several things happening in the city of Brown City next week. There will be a police committee meeting at 5 p.m. Monday, where there will be a discussion on police procedures. The city's regular meeting will follow that at 6 p.m. According to their preliminary agenda, there will be a report by the DPW, some budget adjustments, and work on plan for the transition of City Hall operations, and a manager's report. On Tuesday, October 28th, there will be a Park and Recreation Board meeting at 7 p.m. Some of those preliminary agenda items include discussion on replacement of summer recreation shed, damage to picnic tables, and the next phase for the pavilion. Tuesday is also the last day for the soon-to-be former city manager, Chuck Bennett, who gave previous notice of his resignation. In preparation for the change, the manager's phone and laptop have been switched over to interim manager Kyle Harris. Also on August 31st, there will be a trunk or treat on Main Street with setup starting at 3:15 p.m. The event will be from 4 to 5 p.m., and trick-or-treating in the community will be from 5 to 7 p.m. And the Caseville police are seeking suspects after dogs were being abandoned downtown. Caseville police are asking for the public's help in locating a person who abandoned two dogs early Thursday morning. Authorities said surveillance footage captured a white SUV near downtown area around 1:36 a.m. shortly before the animals were seen left behind. Images released by the department show a person walking near Town Square and one of the dogs that were involved. Police confirm the animals are now safe and being cared for at a local shelter, and city officials say anyone interested in adopting them can contact the Thumb Shelter at direct. Investigators are urging anyone who recognizes the person or vehicle to call the Caseville Police Department at 989-856-3304. And we'll return right after this.
Are you in the market for a new tractor? Now's the time to thank John Deere and Tri-County Equipment. Huge savings and low-rate financing for qualified buyers. Now's the perfect time to save big on a new John Deere compact utility tractor with 0% financing up to 84 months. That's right, no matter the size, John Deere has the tractor for you. Select 1E, 2R, and 3D compact tractors are available with 0% financing for 72 months. You can also get 0% financing for 72 months on the 1025R compact utility tractor. John Deere Select Hero 1023E, 3025D, 3025E, and 4044M tractors are 0% financing for 84 months. These offers are only valid till November 2nd, 2025. So visit your nearest Tri-County Equipment location today and take advantage of these incredible deals before they're gone.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertram, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back with a look at more news. The Trump administration's move to cut staff in the U.S. Department of Education Special Education Office has sparked outcry among parents and disability rights activists. Over 7 million American children rely on federally supported special education services. Parents and advocates say the layoffs threaten essential support for students with disabilities. A federal judge has ordered a temporary halt to these layoffs pending review. The administration says it aims to reduce Democrat programs, but critics insist these benefits are nonpartisan in nature. The legal challenge underscores growing concerns around the future of special education nationwide. And Germany has demolished cooling towers in a major nuclear facility, marking progress in its energy transition efforts. The shutdown is part of the country's long-term push away from nuclear power. Residents gathered to watch as towers were brought down in a controlled blast. Government leaders say sustainable energy investments are accelerating, and opponents argue about job losses and energy reliability. The debate over Germany's energy future remains strong. That's been a look at our news for this hour, brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven.
Stop into Ortis Ford, where the prices are falling and the lot is full of hot deals. Lease a 2025 Escape ST line all-wheel drive for 3 years for $339 per month with $2,529 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 Explorer Active with leather for 3 years for $409 per month with $2,149 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 Bronco Big Bend 4-door for 3 years for $399 per month with $2,229 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 F-150 XLT Crew Hybrid for 3 years for $329 per month with $3,179 due at signing. No security deposit required. Don't miss out before these deals are done. Current deals end November 3rd. Leases are with 10,500 miles per year using a plan pricing and include all factory rebates.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.